Okay, today we're picking up in the sixth parak of Maseches Klayim, and we're up to Mishnah Vav. So we're up to Parak Vav, Mishnayis, Vav, and Zayin. So it says the Mishnah, Piske Aris, Shmona Amos, Va'od. Gaps in an Aris have to be 8 Amos and a little bit more in order to be able to plant seeds in the gaps of the Aris. Meaning, in order to be Mevatel, the connectedness of the Aris, you need a gap of a little bit more than 8 Amos. The little ode is 1/6 of an amma, the Tosefta says. So it's 8 amos plus 1/6 of an amma. 1/6 of an amma happens to be a tefach, because we assume, generally speaking, that a tefach is 6 tefachim. So 1/6 of an amma is 1 tefach. So 8 amos and a tefach will stop the combination, will stop the parts of the aris from being combined with each other, and therefore will allow you to plant in between them. All of the shiurim that we measure in a kerem, in behem va'od, they're normally very, very precise. There are no va'ods, there are no and change, and a little bit more, chutz mi piskei aris, except for this one shiur about the piskei aris, about the gaps in an aris where we have a va'od. Elu hein piskei aris, so what counts as gaps in an aris? So says the Mishnah, aris shachar v'am tsa'o. Let's say you had more than 10 gefanim, and the middle gefanim were destroyed. V'nishtayru v'chamish gefanim mikan v'chamish gefanim mikan. But you have 5 gefanim on one side, and and 5 gefanim on the other side. So each side has a shear of an aris. Remember we said that if you have 5 gefanim is the minimum to make up a status of a kerem, of its own independent kerem. So in yeshab shmona amos, if the destroyed space in between them is 8 amos, lo yavizar l'sham, if it's exactly 8 amos, 8.0 amos, then you're not allowed to plant anything else there. But shmona amos va'od, but if the area between them is a little bit more than 8 amos, it's an 8 amos plus a tefach, then also look at the avodaso, then you give each aris the amount of space that it needs for avoda, which according to the Chum is dal ramos, and according to Rabbi Yochanan Manuri is 6 tefachim. That's what we learned back in Mishnah Aleph. Because remember, this we're assuming the knowledge of what an aris is, because the name of this parak is Ezehu Aris, right? The parak started with the definition. What is an aris? So we said if you have a shura of chamish gefanim growing next to a wall that's 10 tefachim high, so that is an aris. So anyway, that's what we're saying, that then you could, if you have, we had mentioned what is kedei avodaso. So it was a machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, where the Chum said it's dal ramos, Rabbi Yochanan Menuri said it's 6 tefachim. So v'zorei asamosa, then you're allowed to plant the area in the middle. So according to the Chachamim, you have very little space to plant, because if you got to give 4 amos on for each aris, and in between there's just 8 amos plus a tefach, so you really only have only 1 tefach to plant. So it would turn out that even according to them, an aris is not really considered fully like a vineyard, because the din of piskei aris is not exactly like a karachas hakerem. Karachas hakerem, you get 16 amos va'od. You get 16 amos, we learned back in Parag Dalet. Not only that, if you plant within the 4 amos of the avodas hakerem, it's going to become asur ba'ana, whereas if you plant in the actual of the piskei aris 6 tefachim away from the arisim, it's not going to be mekadesh. It's not going to asur ba'ana. So that's all how the Rash Mishants explains this Mishnah, and that's the way the majority of the Mefarshim explain this Mishnah. The Kahati over here points out that the Rambam explains the Mishnah differently. He says that if you have 8 amos va'od, everyone would say that you only give 6 tefachim of space and you plant the rest, because in such a case, the gefanim are not mitzdarif to become a kerem, and they have a din of an individual gefanim. The Gra explains like the Rambam, but for a different reason. He says you don't give a kerem arba amos unless it's planted keneged hagefanim. But someone who comes to plant minatzad, he doesn't have to be marchik more than 6 tefachim. So over here also, where you're planting between the arisim, that's called zorea minatzad. So you don't have to give the full spacing. Now Mishnah Zayin, arishu yotzi minakos That let's say you have an artist that turns away from a wall where it forms an angle and then it comes to an end. So you give it the space to work it, and then v'zorei samosa. Then you can plant the rest of the space. Rabbi Yossi Omer, im ein sham arba amos lo yavizara l'sham. That if there aren't four amos there, then you're not allowed to bring seeds there. So what's going on over here? So we said that if you have an aris that's yotzi min hakos mitocha keren v'chala, that means you have five vines that are an aris against the wall, that are growing against the wall, and therefore they form a quasi keren, but they don't grab the entire wall. They're not holding on to the entire wall. Three of the gefanim of the aris are on one corner of the wall, and two of the gefanim are in a second corner, are growing like you have the walls are. You have two walls that come to a right angle with each other. Three of the gefanim are growing on one of the walls, and then two of the gefanim are growing on the other wall, which is at a right angle with the first wall. Nosin l'avadasa. So we said you give six tvachim from each one, and like you would by your gefen yichidi, and then you could plant the rest of the area in the middle of the wall, even though the length of the wall is not four amos. That's how the Bar Tanura explains. The Rambam has a different explanation. Then Rabbi Yossi had said, "Imein shamar ba'amos." If the wall itself is not four amos, the way we understood it, lo yavi zar l'sham, then like a geffen that's planted in a gas or in a neka, in a crevice in the ground, Rabbi Yossi doesn't allow planting there unless you have four amos, like we learned back in Parakeh. So to quickly summarize, in Parakvav Mishnavav, we learned that if an artist has an eight amma plus a tefach gap in between, then you're allowed to plant in between the two sides of the aris. But if it's exactly eight amos, and this is what makes it unique, it's a unique shear in Hilchos Klayim, where the shear is not exact. If it's exactly eight amos, then you're not allowed to plant in the area in between. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we learned that if you have an aris that forms an angle and it comes to an end, then you only need to give it Kedei Abadaso, which is six tefachim, and you're allowed to plant the extra area. But Rabbi Yossi disagrees and said that no, you need four amos. And without four amos, you're not allowed to bring others ra'im to that area. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Vav, Mishnayis, Ches, and Tests.